To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Na cvočni črni luknji gostimo Ivota in Pankuja. Prihajata iz člana anarhistične federacije iz Bolgarije. Govorili bomo o anarhistični federaciji, o njihovih akcijah, njihovih inicijativah, o manifestaciji, ki jo prirejajo, organizirajo za 1. maj, o njihovem sodelovanju z drugimi anarhističnimi skupinami in o njihovi udeležbi na protestih v Grčiji. Se pravi, obdelali bomo kar nekaj zanimivih tem. Najprej pa si poslušamo Beat of Terror. Člani tega bolgarskega benda so povezani tudi z anarhistično federacijo. So, Ivo and Panku are with us here in the studio. Hello.
Hello. Zdravo.
Zdravo. So, what we just heard now?
We listened to this band, as you said, Beat of Terror, which are connected to our federation. And the song is called 10 to 1. And it's dedicated to the problems that we had, that we're facing with the fascists. It's mentioned also in the text many times, Antifa, of course.
About Timur. When in the St. Petersburg the fascist kill before one year some
years. Yeah, it's dedicated to Timur Kucherava, who was killed by the fascists in Russia.
So you said, you also mentioned to me that the members of the band are connected to the federation, to the Anarchist Federation, that you also are the members of. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Anarchist Federation in Bulgaria?
Yeah, if I must be short, yes, I must be. So it's
it has a very long tradition.
It has a very long tradition. Just this year, in the summer, we have 90 years of anniversary of existing. So the federation exists from 1919, after the First World War. And it went through many periods, very hard history, as you know, we have in Bulgaria, like in the most of the Balkans. But I can tell you that it once it was the second left force in Bulgaria after the Bolsheviks. And then was destroyed by Bolsheviks, of course.
So how is the situation now? How many people are involved with the federation or would join the actions of the federation?
I can say that we're not so many now. Unfortunately, after 45 years of dictatorship, it was very hard to revive it. But thanks to the old people that survived the totalitarian dictatorship, they revived the federation in the beginning of 90s. So now we are, I don't know, maybe 30-40 people in Sofia and in some other cities of Bulgaria. There are still old people and young people, so we can say that we are around 500 in whole Bulgaria, which is not many, but this is the situation.
How could you describe this coexistence of the old and young forces in the federation?
Yeah, it is very hard because we're facing a different, we have a different thinking. And this that Bolsheviks made was a real disaster because they destroyed many generations. I mean, this was 45 years of dictatorship, so that's why we have very old and very young people. For example, in Greece you cannot see, for example, so old anarchists like Bulgaria, but you can see middle-aged people. Here in Bulgaria we have just maybe one in middle age. The other are very old and very young.
The very old people in the federation can understand the young people, but they are supporters.
Uh-huh.
And now federation in our hands, in the young people. We make everything now.
Okay, so what would you say that is the main focus of the federation recently? What is the main focus of the federation now?
Maybe
what kind of initiatives, what kind of actions?
We want to organize our groups in the Balkans to can make action together.
To connect more and to act on
when some group somewhere have a problem, to can everybody everywhere to make action.
Yeah, and if we focused on Bulgaria, federation is focusing about the very hard social problems that Bulgarian people facing. Like, for example, we had a campaign which still continue, which is boycotting the buying the tickets for the public transport. And this is not public for us because it costs 50 euro cents. And it's very much for Bulgarian citizens, where you can find some salaries like 100 euros still. And this is just for example, also other social problems. And of course, we're taking part sometimes in the environmental protests because Bulgaria facing very strong environmental problems. I mean, destroying of the nature by the big companies. And yeah, of course, we declared ourselves like Antifa, and that's cost us much problems, especially in the last years, because we are the big enemies for the fascists, even more than gypsies and other minorities.
You mentioned before that there are big problems with the right, with the extreme right wing groups, fascists, and so on. What kind of problems you have with them in Bulgaria?
When we see, maybe somebody die.
When you come in conflict
with fascists, we have big conflict.
Okay,
very very big conflict, and this is
so the right wing, the extreme right wing.
The only
wing
good
in
fascist,
Bulgaria is
the dead one. Everybody knows this.
Yeah, but they concentrating of stopping our activity and our protest. This we're facing from the last maybe 2 years. That's why we want to organize this 1st of May this year internationally to invite comrades from Greece, from Serbia, from other Balkan countries, from Slovenia especially, please come, to show to the fascists that we are really international people. We are not some isolated group. That's why we want to organize this. And this is just because we declared ourselves like Antifa, nothing more.
just for that reason. So, but you mentioned before that there are more that you are cooperating, or maybe if we focus first on the first question I had, the Anarchist Federation is not the only anarchist group in Bulgaria. Are there any other ones, and how are you cooperating with them, or what? How are these groups different from the Anarchist Federation?
Yeah, there is just one other group. It's called Anarchist Resistance. It's a small group. It's called Autonomous Libertarian Group, Anarchist Resistance. And there are some personal and ideological differences between Federation and this group, and some personal problems, like everywhere, unfortunately. But me personally, I don't have problems. I participate in some of their action, in some of their meetings. I mean, they are more concentrated in ecological struggle and this kind of things, which is not bad, of course.
But they are based in Sofia? Or?
They are based in Sofia, yes. And it's a small group, only around 5, 6, 7 people.
Now we have another groups. After what's happened in Greece, the revolution, more people organize in the place when live. Not from the Federation, not from the anarcho-resistance. Just make action.
He wants to, he mentioning that there are some quarters in Sofia, some people that are influenced by anarchism, especially after that seeing some things that happened in Greece.
Okay, we are going to continue to talk about especially happenings in Greece and other actions that you are planning. After the next song, could you tell us what are we going to listen now?
The next song is very good. It's one friend from Burgas, underground rap. Never can see in the television, in the radio. Maybe this is the first time in the radio.
But the lyrics are very political too.
Very political. Yeah, they believe in anarchy.
They are anarchists also, but it's interesting that they come to this idea apart from the Federation, which is good.
And the name of the band is?
Knockout.
Okay, so we are going to listen to Knockout.
Нокаут е римата, нокаут е стила. Нокаут е чиста проба, улична борба. Енциклопедия, прелюдия към краха на другия. Място направете, че на сцената е лудия. На мисия, да събудиме за спалия. Видиш ли я нашата тава, пусти си я. Отпусти се я, чуй сега това. Римата добра ли е, продава се сама. С ритъма ръка за ръка, обикалят света. И сама си представя, за това така я правя. Смятам, ще се справя, върви по твоя път и ще се видиме на края. Беше ми много драго, но какво да ви кажа друго? Само, че трябва да стане чудо. И въпреки това остава моко. А ти намери си ново занимание жестоко. Нокаут те казва споко. Твоята работа няма да стане. Ако стане, ще стане, когато времето настане. А за сега съм нелегален, брутален. Утримите съм кален и не ме интересува, че куплета ми ще стане социален. Трудно се повдига този патос национален. Хаос, да, не иде си има все още народи стада. Братя мой, тук има държави, кво е това? Една идея води в боя, героя! Не дава пороя да го вади от строя! Нокаут! Улишния глас! Представя нашите идеи, тези на стотици като нас! С нея аз израстах и с нея ще живея! И докато мога, аз да приви ще пея! А дали ще успея? Не знам и значение няма! Знам, само отстоявам аз стила си до края! А, и се мая! И се чудя до къде ще я добутам от години! Се лутам, но разбрах нещо, което малко хора са разбрали. Там, където няма роби, няма господари. Насочвам се съмнение тук на всяка стара догма. Спазвам ли ги всичките, едва ли аз ще слогна. А сега ще завърша с една новина. Освен къс и глава, човек има и душа. Да, тя няма уста, но и тя има нужда от храна. Да, тя няма нужда от теория, а от идеология. Дълбока депресия, флип фантазия, нова. Става инвазия. Европейски менталитет с тропически акцент, аж пръв приоритет. На подиума изскочиха хиляди оратори. Опиум за масите от консуматори. Предатори, т.е. хищници или предатели. Но моля Богу, с верните приятели да станем победители. Не откриваеми следите ми, водят към дедите ми. Във времето са били ралото. Сами вървиме надалече от стадото. Цена няма мас, цена има златото. Нокаут активист, нокаут активист, нокаут активист, нокаут активист, нокаут активист.
Ja, še vedno se pogovarjamo z Ivotom in Pankujem iz Anarhistične federacije, Bolgarske anarhistične federacije. So we are back and we are continuing with the questions for you. So the Bulgarian, the anarchists in Bulgaria, the anarchist federation or people individually are cooperating probably not only with different groups inside Bulgaria, but also from the on the outside. Which parts the cooperation is the strongest?
Yeah, I think you found the right people because me and Panko are more involved in international relations. So yes, first we are concentrating, of course, to contact with the groups in Balkans because we must be more closer than we are. I mean, many people don't know each other and it's a problem. And a part of this, we're participating in the International Anarchist Federation, which is, you know, only federations. And I think our strong connections are with the Anarcho-Syndicalist Initiative in Serbia and Anti-Authoritarian Movement in Greece, with whom we did already two no-border actions in Greece. I mean,
So this would be the main cooperation. You also worked on some joint initiatives. No border.
No, this was initiatives did by Greek comrades, but we took a big participation as a group, like with the people who went there and this kind of things. And also even the first no border in 2005 was in the border between Bulgaria and Greece, and then in front of the detention center in Greece. So yes, and also we're establishing now contacts with Romanian and Macedonian comrades because we didn't have before. And there is also big problems for the anarchist and activist scene. Very, very strong problems. So we hope that we will make some strong connection, yes.
So as Panku mentioned before, this is a very important aim for you and for the Anarchist Federation to create some kind of network, some connections between people. What do you plan to achieve with it?
First of all, to show solidarity between different groups, and second, of course, to have more strong struggle, because you know, first we must unite ourselves and then to look outside. We are interested about what happened in Oaxaca, for example, but Thessaloniki in Greece is just 1 hour, one night from Sofia. So we must be much more closer. Also, there are problems which are connected. There are many Bulgarian workers, like the syndicalist woman who was hurt in Greece, burned with acid. And after that, they did a lot of protests. So we have to show that we care about that. Not just because he's Bulgarian, of course, but because he's a migrant and he's a worker and he's a trade unionist.
Maybe because we have the same problems. We live in the small Balkans. More people from Bulgarian, Serbian, Macedonian, Albanian, Turkish, every... More people. But we are the same. And must be together in the problem. If we want to have no problem, we must be together. And no problem.
So you two also participated actively in the recent Greek riots. Is that true? And what was your experience of that?
Maybe Panko was in the biggest protests now, especially in the December of 2008 in Greece. This I can say, I went just for one day. Also as journalist, because I work also as journalist, also to see how with my eyes, how is the situation there. But we have to mention that we are in Thessaloniki, not in Athens. But we have information, of course, and in Thessaloniki is quite different from Athens. I mean, it's a little bit, people are more reasonable, and they're attacking not everything, but only banks and big shops and this kind of things. But this that I saw in Greece in this day, just for one day, was that anti-authoritarian movement and other people there tried to create people's assemblies in the quarters. They occupied the mayor halls and they invited people come this, in the evening to talk about our problems, because this is our problems, not only anarchist problems. We have problem with in society, with police and many other problems. We have to talk together. And this was very good. I don't know if it lasts still, but people came and talked more than 4 or 5 hours. This is what I see, but Panko can tell about the demonstration more.
Yes, and what was your experience? You also participated at the riots in Thessaloniki? Or?
We have more riots and more things to do. Some things is Molotov, some things is not. Only occupied the building. I can say the people like us. when we go marching to the street, people applaud us. And when the Gorunios, the police come in the back of us, the people, the trash, when we have trash, put the police.
You mean not only the people who were involved in the riots, but also the passerby?
People who leave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People want to change the system. And maybe they'll change the situation. I believe in this. I believe in nothing stop in Greece. Nothing stop. Everything is boom.
That nothing is stopped, but something is still burning there and it will just explode.
Every night, the people organize, go and make action with Molotov. Every night, nobody sleep in the Greece. Nobody sleep.
But also you are not sleeping in Bulgaria because you're planning to organize a big thing on the May Day, a May Day manifestation. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
This is that I thought before, that we just want to show the fascists and the authorities that we are not alone. So we're inviting different groups, mostly from the Balkans, but also from other countries if they can come, just to make a big presence and to show them that if we are still not so many, unfortunately we can be together with our brothers and sisters from all over the world, and we are really internationally. And also we have an idea maybe to go the next year to some other country where they have problems, for example Romania, where is a very, very small activist scene and also very big nationalist groups. So we must be united for that. And of course, if 40 people from Greece came, it will be better for us because it will be much more strong.
But can you be more concrete about the event you're planning or the manifestation? So maybe if someone from Ljubljana is interested to attend, you can give them more information through the radio now.
I thinking is that just we will make a march, a protest and a march, which like every year we just remembering the people that this is a day for protest, for their rights and not some celebration day, like Socialist Party did, which is a governing party still. And maybe if international people come, it will be good that we will shout in different languages the same slogans, or we will put something like, for example, Bulgaria, Turkey and Greece. Our enemies are in the banks and in the governments, something like that, in different languages, which will be good also against nationalism.
But even if someone want to get more information, is it possible to get it from the your Anarchist Federation? Is there any website or some other source of information about the actions in Bulgaria online that can be interesting to our listeners?
Yeah, you can check aline.bg.net and bulgaria.indymedia.org. But this thing about the coming of the international comrades, maybe we'll be keeping a little bit like a secret, because to nationalists to be surprised.
Okay, I understand. But are there any... you wanted to mention something else about this event, or...?
I want to say something, but not now.
So maybe are there any other future actions that you are planning?
Maybe I have to mention only that the 2008, we did a Balkan Anarchist Book Fair in Sofia, because it was stopped, that tradition, after Zagreb 2005. And this year, in 2008, it will be in Thessaloniki. So also maybe people, if somebody wants to come, let's just know.
Okay, so this would be the next more important event. We have another song prepared now. What are we going to listen? Is the same band as we were listening to it before, connected with the Anarchist Federation through its members, Beat of Terror, right?
Beat of Terror.
And the song is?
Bush, Fascist.
Okay, let's listen.
Push, fascist, that's all a terrorist. Rano, electo, stop. от терор. Нека нашия протест стари и убеди невинните жертви. Трябва да спасим, не оставете живота и бъдете разпочвава. Нека кръвто е полцена от петрола. Пуш, фашист, светален терорист. Заключен в килия и трябва да стоиш. Пуш, фашист, светален терорист. Рано или късно, ти ще си платиш. Пуш, фашист, светален терорист. Пуш, фашист, светален терорист. Пуш, фашист, светален терорист. Пуш, фашист, светален терорист.
Ja, torej, nocojšnji Črni luknji sta bila z nami Ivo in Panku, ki sta napovedala nekaj več o anarhističnem dogajanju v Bolgariji. Povabila sta vas tudi na, tako na anarhistični knjižni sejem v Grčijo, kot na prvomajske proteste oziroma manifestacijo v Sofijo. Novice o dogajanju v Bolgariji lahko spremljate tako na spletni strani Anarhistične federacije a.bg.net in pa na lokalni Indie Media Bulgariji. To pa je tudi vse v nocojšnji Črni luknji. Thank you very much for being here in our show. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners at the end? For the end?
Thank you for interview first, Gita, and maybe I can say that I hope that Slovenian anarchists also be together, united and connected with us. And of course, long live anarchy, long live independent journalistic and Черна лукня.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Живела анархия, let's make revolution.
Ok, so, s tem bomo tudi zaključil za nocoj. Moja gosta sta povedala kar veliko zanimivih in resničnih stvari, tako da odvizo pa se slišimo spet na naslednji teden. Čau.
To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!